With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. We're thrilled to bring you Christian Toto, who covers Toto and Hollywood, is the brand. Any number of things, Dom Giordano Show, have happened this week that he's been commenting on. Let's go to Christian Toto here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Christian, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Well, Christian, we've been talking all week about who's the new Howard Stern after some of the stuff that Stern has done this week. And we kind of settled in on Bill Maher or Joe Rogan. I don't think Gutfeld is the new Stern, but he's the new hot guy. So what's happening in the world of comedy? Are we seeing it come back in some way that we're seeing now opportunities for Gutfeld? Bill Maher saying some stuff that's outside the mold. Nicki Minaj, they were afraid of this week. Is there something happening here?
I don't know. I think there are good signs. I think there are bad signs. You know, just a few hours ago, I read an interview with Cedric the Entertainer. Very funny guy. He's been around for a while, certainly respected in comedy circles, and he's going to be hosting the Emmys in a couple of days. And he talked about how essentially he's scared to tell certain jokes, or he doesn't want to cross that line wherever that line is, or he doesn't want to be canceled. And, you know, when you hear him, when you kind of read the conversation, I think he's making light of it. I think he's trying to roll with it, but you can clearly tell he's upset about it. But then there are others like Bill Maher who are kind of speaking in a way that you don't expect, certainly from a left of center comic, because he's a pretty progressive guy. And then you have sort of other platforms that allow much more free speech. Tim Dillon, you didn't mention his name, but he's a really interesting comic. In a way, I think he has a bit of that Howard Stern of old DNA, where he's really just kind of shooting from the hip. He can be mean at times. He could be funny. He can be exasperating. He kind of goes where the comic spirit leads him. And I think that's ultimately what you kind of want from a comedian.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of comedians, Norm Macdonald, a fan, I've always been a fan. He even had some talk radio experience, Christian. And his impersonation of Burt Reynolds, of course, iconoclastic at the news that he did on Saturday Night Live. I was a bit surprised, though, how highly other comedians spoke of him, including, who was it? Bill Maher said he admired, he didn't make a public spectacle, I think Maher's words, over 9 years of fighting cancer.
Yeah, listen, that was his personal decision to keep that private. It's his choice. But I think if you're a comedian, you look at Norm and you think, this is a guy who didn't go with a political team left or right. He kind of went where the funny was. He never quite knew what he would say next. He was unpredictable in the best of ways, very smart, seemed ahead of his time all the time. And he had a great run. It wasn't long, but he had a great run on Saturday Night Live. So I think even comedians who are cowering before the cancel culture crowd, I think even they recognize why he was special, why he was different.
Where do we find Christian Toto, by the way? I should have given that at the top, Christian. And what are you principally doing right now? What are you interested in right now?
Well, the website is HollywoodInToto.com. I have a book coming out in January called Virtue Bombs, How Hollywood Got Woke and Lost Its Soul. And I am working on a new project, which I hope to announce very, very soon. I can't share much more about that. But, you know, I cover Hollywood from a right-of-center perspective. I try to be fair. just this week, I reviewed the new Clint Eastwood movie Cry Macho, which I thought was a fairly good-sized disappointment. But I don't say obsessed, but I'm really tracking free speech and cancel culture and the woke mob, because it really does directly impact not just the art that we see, but the culture at large. Because ultimately, if a Scarlett Johansson can't stand up for herself against the mob, then what chance do we have, you know, of someone working in an insurance firm or a guy or a gal in a university? If, you know, once the most powerful people can't stand tall, then it hurts the rest of us, really.
That's right on point. Now, I think Nicki Minaj, though, came through this unscathed. Am I wrong? You're tracking this more than I am.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this develops. I don't necessarily turn to Nicki for medical wisdom, but I think what the interesting thing about this whole situation this week, which may continue for a while, is that she's really rebelling against those who say you can only say certain things, you can only align with a certain political party. I think that, above all, is where what she's doing is important. Again, medically, I don't trust her. I don't know her. I don't know what her background is. But when she starts to say, I can think for myself, I can speak for myself, then I think we should pay attention.
What other signs do you see, though? Is it COVID that is the issue, or is it just random when it comes to cancel culture? The Chinese influence, I think you and I have talked about before in films one way or another. I don't know if it would get comedians in trouble, but certainly Hollywood has a lot of issues with it. I wanted to ask you, is Scientology still a thing where you'd have to worry about that, or is that past?
You know, I can't say with 100% certainty, but we don't read about it in the headlines. I think there are other cultural forces at play that are far more powerful. So I guess it doesn't really kind of cross my mind as much as it did maybe 10, 20 years ago. So I think the bigger issue is this fear of you know, angering the wrong group or the wrong you know, party, the wrong group think. And just a quick example, there's a show called The Activist that was going to be like a reality series where you have a bunch of activists trying to help the environment and help education, and then they're scored based on their social media reach.
Yes.
And people freaked out. But did everyone freak out, or was it just people on the left who were freaking out? But the show got basically retooled and canceled.
I didn't like the premise. I didn't watch it, but I don't think it was dog eat dog on who's the better social activist or anything from what I read, right?
Yeah, you know, listen, we didn't see it, so it's hard to know the full measure of it. But I think it's interesting to note, this is kind of a where you can see where the cultural power is. So people on the left who are activists, you could just say this sort of with a woke sensibility, they were outraged. And CBS almost instantly basically canceled it and said, we're going to do a different version. We're going to go back to the drawing board. It's going to be more like a docuseries or a quick documentary. It's not going to be what we designed. And yet I think, compare that to last year when the movie Cuties came out on Netflix. It was really showed young kids being very sexual in ways that was really unnecessary. And a lot of people on the right were aghast at that show, at that film. And what happened? Nothing. Netflix says, oh, we want it. We're going to put it out there for all to see. We're going to make our artistic stand, and that's it. So I think it's important to know who has the cultural power, who can make things happen and change things. And I don't think it necessarily reflects the amount of people involved. It's just that Hollywood corporations fear that progressive mindset, and they don't fear people right of center when they get upset.
So what happens when a Greg Gutfeld breaks through, and you've chronicled this, we've talked about it, we've seen it more and more and more. Does somebody out there say, hey, there is a market for this, or are they in such a bubble they can't, or they're afraid to take a chance other than Fox News?
I think they know on some level that a Gutfeld kind of show would be successful. If you've got a marketplace that is directly to the left and there's no one to the right, it only makes sense that if you put a show that was right-leaning, that it would draw a crowd. Now, Gutfeld is very talented. I don't dismiss his abilities, but it's just common sense. So the fact that they haven't up until this point, and it took a Fox News, who already is in that landscape, to make this, it tells you they don't want to do that. They want to leave that money on the table. And you think, okay, now there's Gutfeld, maybe you could do more like it. You're not going to see competitors. I really don't. I mean, maybe on YouTube, maybe some, you know, minor, you know, sort of less mainstream platforms perhaps. But why haven't we seen it already?
Yeah, that's the shocking thing of all, to make a cut. Maybe they don't think they're doing that, though. You know what I mean, Christian? Maybe for them to say, my perception of them, you interact with more, I guess, in one way or another, to actually say we're going to leave money on the table, we're just not going to do it. Maybe they lie to themselves, you know, rather than just say, that's it, we're not going to do it.
But, you know, you and I don't work in Hollywood, and yet we can see within a span of seconds why this would be potentially successful.
Oh,
if you got all these shows, you got half the country that you're leaving behind.
Yep,
big audience.
Without a doubt. It is much more successful than even I thought, though. It's off the charts. Where do we find you again, Christian?
Well, the website is HollywoodInToto.com, and my new book is available right now for pre-order, coming in January. It's called Virtue Bombs, Why Hollywood Got Woke, How Hollywood Got Woke and Lost Its Soul.
We can hardly wait. We've got to do a lot of that speaker series and everything else. Christian, thank you very much. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, you too.
All right, Christian Toto with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Could they really say to themselves, we don't care about the money? Wow. He's inside that more than I am. And maybe that's the case, but Gutfeld has broken through.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.